Males are born. Men are built. This is the Great Man Podcast, where we want you to build great men as you allow other men to build you. Join New York Times best-selling author Stephen Mansfield, along with seasoned leaders of men, Anthony Flemons and JT McCrow, as we bring a wide range of experience and expertise to help you become the great man you are designed to be. With you this week is Stephen Mansfield.
Gentlemen, let us begin. Welcome to the Great Man Podcast, where we call out the greatness in men in our generation. Last episode, I talked about women and bitterness. I talked about the wounds of women. I talked about why we men are sensitive to women. I talked about what a wound can do and how it can pour poison into your soul. I talked about how men, and there are even movements, men going their own way, MGTOW, where men are reacting to the feminism and the hurts and the unfairness of the courts when it comes to men and the societal attitudes towards men, and they're retreating from women and separating, going their own way and slinking back in bitterness. And I talked about how we've got to be better than that, and the kind of women we ought to be pursuing, and how we're not going to find the kind of women we really want to walk with and the kind of places most men are looking for women, and how we got to let God heal us and restore us, and we got to forgive. I want to continue in this episode on that theme, but take it in a slightly different direction. Because I'll tell you that in my years of working with men, what men will often do when they are retreating from women, when they've been hurt, when they're offended by the way they conduct themselves, when they're offended by the family courts that have ruled harshly and negatively towards men, when they're offended by feminism or just been dumped and hurt by one particular girl, they often retreat into a world of sexual fantasy and masturbation. I want to start this in an unusual way. You think of C.S. Lewis as a great theologian and writer and writer of the Chronicles of Narnia and what have you, but he also spoke very bluntly and honestly about masturbation and sexual matters amongst men. I appreciate that. He was single much of his life and then fell in love, and so he reflected on these matters. But he wrote this. Now, it's going to be a little bit slightly long, but I think he says something very, very powerful that speaks to exactly what we're talking about. He says, "For me, the real evil of masturbation would be that it takes an appetite which, in lawful use, leads the individual out of himself to complete his own personality and that of another. And it turns it back, sends the man back into the prison of himself, there to keep a harem of imaginary brides." What a great line. A harem of imaginary brides. You know what I'm talking about. I'm interrupting Mr. Lewis here. You know what he's talking about. We got these imaginary people in our brains, and we masturbate thinking about doing things to them. That is a perfect line. There to keep a harem of imaginary brides. And this harem, once admitted, works against his ever getting out and really uniting with a real woman. For the harem is always accessible, always subservient, calls for no sacrifices or adjustments, and can be endowed with erotic and psychological attractions which no woman can rival. Among those shadowy brides, he is always adored, always the perfect lover. No demand is made on his unselfishness, no mortification ever imposed on his vanity. In the end, they become merely the medium through which he increasingly adores himself. Wow, what great words from the great theologian and writer C.S. Lewis. But he's making a point I've made before, and that is that what we do when we build a fantasy life of masturbation and imagined sex is that we isolate ourselves from the real, and we create an artificial fantasy world which never requires anything of us. And this works its way deeply into our soul and even into our muscle memory. I've told you before that there's this syndrome which many people deal with, and it's particularly in the military, where I tend to spend a lot of my time connected to military people. Military doctors will say, we've got a huge problem with sexual dysfunction, and a lot of it is PIED. It's porn-induced erectile dysfunction, which means that a guy has spent so much time in porn and so much time in his secret masturbation world and so much time in his fantasy that when it comes to having a relationship with a real woman, think of the wedding night, he's unable to function because he's immersed himself in a weird, extreme, surgically enhanced, nasty, exaggerated world and gotten into fetishes and gotten into weirdness. And so just the normal sex life with a beautiful woman who loves him is not arousing enough. So Lewis is saying exactly what we now know to be medically true. And that is a man ultimately ends up, and I love his last line, ultimately ends up adoring himself. He increasingly adores himself. In other words, you're rejected by women in the real world. You were dumped by that girl. You were divorced viciously. You got that mean old female boss, whatever it is you think is going on. Well, I'll pull into my own little world where I have these imaginary women and they'll be doing whatever I want them to do. They'll be my slaves, so to speak. They'll be my harem. And I will be able to somehow appease my soul and my soul's wounds by having these imaginary women do whatever I want while I masturbate. What a pitiful life. It's damaging you in your soul. It's keeping you from the real relationships with women you're made for. It's causing you basically to crawl inside of yourself and adore yourself because, of course, every man in his fantasies is admired by the most beautiful women in the world and is praised for his sexual prowess, which is, of course, absurd given what he's actually doing. And so what I'm trying to say is last episode, we talked about how men are pulling away from women out of bitterness. One of the ways they pull away is they isolate themselves into a world of sexual fantasy, and it's destroying them. And I want to say something else, too. I know that not every man who listens to this podcast is a Christian, but many of you are, like I am. And there's another standard for you. There are actual debates I see sometimes in Christian magazines and online, you know, is masturbation okay? And I want to say, quite frankly, it's not. And the reason is Jesus made it very clear, Matthew 5, verse 27 through 28, he said, "You've heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who even looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." So Jesus doesn't make the standard just whether you're physically bedding a woman, and that's adultery. He says, if you are lusting after her in your heart, if you are engaged in fantasies, if you are engaged in imagining of actions with her, you've already committed adultery in your heart, and that's the more important thing. That's an important thing for you. Well, isn't that exactly what's going on when we have these fantasy lives, exotic fantasy lives of women we've picked up in porn or women we imagine, maybe women we've seen on the street, now we've turned them in our brains to some kind of weird harem situation where they're doing whatever we want in weird and exotic ways? Well, that's exactly what Jesus was talking about. So we are committing adultery in our hearts. And by the way, for you men who are married, that is particularly relevant because many men are pulling away from their wives and pleasuring themselves and creating this fantasy world. And it's absolutely adultery, and it's absolutely destructive of the intimacy that ought to be with their wives. And by the way, wives feel this stuff, man. They pick up on it. They pick up on the restrained nature of a man in the marital bed, but sometimes they get a sense that there's a wildlife going on in their head. Now, my point is this. I want to see you be whole. I want to see you be a noble man. I don't want to see you retreating into little dark, nasty rooms in your soul and salving your soul's pain with fantasies. That's not what a man does. A man gets whole. A man gets clean. A man forgives. A man finds a good, righteous woman and has a healthy dating life with her and then has a healthy marriage to her and has a joyous sex life. And they talk openly about these things. When you're married, you guys who are married, I want you to be open and talking about it. What do you want? What makes you happy? What scares you a little bit? What doesn't feel good? Be open. That's where all the wonders of sex ought to be lived out. And if you're married, may you have a glorious sex life. And if you're not having a glorious sex life in marriage, I want you to get the help you need. Talk it out. Talk it out with your spouse. Start to warm things up. It's vital. It's important. It's what a man ought to do. But don't live in some nasty little one-man chat room with all kinds of porn playing on the screens in that room and all kinds of nastiness going on. You know what I'm talking about. It's a way that some men deal with their bitterness. I'm hurt by women, so I'll push back by turning women into slaves in my head. In fact, I know men who have confessed to me that literally they got this female boss who's just a, you know, all kinds of nasty words they'll use of her. They hate her. But what they do in their fantasy life is turn her into their sex slave. What a perversion of soul. What damage this is doing to you. How this is keeping you from having real relationships with women. And I realize there's a lot to be offended by in the feminist movement and so on, but there's also a lot for women to be offended with when it comes to men and how they function with themselves and the way they function with women. So what I'm calling you to do is to kick down the walls of this one-man fantasy room you retreat into in your soul. Don't let fantasy and masturbation become your hedge or your revenge against women who harm you or have hurt you. You will be hurt in this life by men, women, and probably dogs. Come on, this life has its pain. But you don't want to live your life in retreat and bitterness against women. You want to get whole. You want to look at the women who have hurt you and realize what they were and what they weren't. You want to find good women who want to have a good relationship with you. And I mean at every level, by the way, friends and coworkers, and yes, certainly dating women you date, and yes, women you marry. Don't let the cancer of bitterness corrode your soul and then compound that with a life of fantasy and masturbation. It will destroy you. Get whole, get clean, get help from your band of brothers. Don't be ashamed. We all deal with it, at least in temptation form, even if we don't act out. Even Jesus was tempted in all ways like as we are. That should give you some strength to know he's there ready to help you. Let's get clean. And let's get right, because this is one of the great arts of noble manhood.
To join the Great Man community or to book Stephen, Anthony, or JT to speak at your man's event, go to greatman.tv. There, you'll also find incredible resources to help you become the great man you are made to be. The Great Man Podcast is a Wise Company production.